the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, Holy One. Whew, that was a lot of words. It was a lot of readings and a lot to take in this morning. As I was beginning my discernment process, I struggled to understand why God would be calling me to ministry. I hadn't been a part of the church for that long, and I was a part of the LGBTQ plus community, which wasn't quite accepted fully. So I was a little unsure, because I hadn't really seen many folks who identified like me serving in church leadership. I wasn't sure if I was ready to be out in front. It would take me a long time to say yes to that question, because fear can be a powerful barrier. But at some point, God's voice was stronger than my fear, and the climate around acceptance began to shift. But more importantly, my questions shifted. It wasn't, why shouldn't I do this? But the simple question of, why not me? It was less about who I was and more about how I could serve. Maybe I could be the example I hadn't been, that I'd been looking for those who would come after me, or for those around me. Maybe the people encouraging me to pursue this call saw the skills that I brought with me as helpful qualities. And I think that's one reason that our text for today resonates so deeply with me. Because in our gospel text for today, we find Matthew's version of the commissioning of the 12 disciples. And of course, there are parallel accounts in Mark and Luke, which is why this passage might sound familiar to us, but maybe not how we quite remember it. In Matthew's accounting of the commissioning, Jesus also calls the disciples by name. And we again see that Jesus wasn't looking for perfection or wealth or those people who had everything together. Thank goodness, right? He calls a tax collector and Judas, who betrays him, along with others who have very interesting stories of their own, full of imperfections and challenges. The path at this time was dangerous, and one that required the ability to travel light, to shake the dust off their feet and move on when their message wasn't welcomed. They knew the road ahead wouldn't be an easy one, and yet they chose to move forward. In some way, they became an answer to the prayer offered up at the opening of the text, when Jesus says, "Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." As Jesus sends out the disciples, he gives them the authority to heal and raise the dead. And we are keen to notice that one thing is missing from this commissioning. As Jesus authorizes many disciples' actions, one of those is not teaching, at least not of their own creation. The focus here is on the disciples' actions and less on their words. The text will go on to assure them that when they need to speak, it will be the Spirit of God speaking through them. In the commissioning of the disciples, we glean additional clues about what it means for us to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. We hear that we should travel light and know that the journey ahead won't be an easy one for us either. With the ominous warnings at the end of the text, we see Jesus trying to prepare his disciples for their long and arduous journey ahead together. And while this text leaves us sitting in a space of ominous warnings and heavy hearts, it meets us where we often find ourselves in our lived reality. Because sometimes we feel like the sheep amidst the wolves, looking for a shepherd or thinking we have found one, only to realize that it might have been just a tree. And sometimes it's easy to get distracted from our path. Wandering can be difficult, and yet it can lead us down paths we'd never considered. I can only imagine how the disciples made sense of their lives as they started out on their journeys. When they sat around for dinner, I wonder if they ever talked about the plans they once had made for their lives. that now had been forever changed. Maybe they looked at each other and simply said, "Man, I didn't expect to be here today." Or maybe they talked about how blessed they were. Maybe they said, "I really wonder if we should have taken notes. That all sounded pretty serious." Now, all joking aside, at this point in their journey, it doesn't feel like it's about the destination for the disciples. They're being asked to focus on the journey, to be focused on the mission they're being commissioned for, to do their best to not focus on distractions or worry about things like what to say, because God will provide that for them, to travel light, to only take what they need. And I think this text in all its complexity, can be of great comfort for us in our own time of wandering and transition, whether that be within our congregation or in our own lives. To know that God will be there alongside of us can be of great comfort, as is knowing that this community is our strength together, commissioned to do the work of figuring it out together, called to be God's own and loved as we are, imperfect, beautiful souls, doing the best we can each and every day. Loving the people of this congregation and doing our best to connect with the community around us. There are so many examples throughout the scriptures of imperfect people and communities being called to serve as disciples. And their journey isn't that they become perfect, but come to learn God's grace and love for them, helping them feel a little less alone, reminding them that there is a community of disciples alongside them, and Jesus who always walks with them in their fear and doubt. I love it when the text is complex, because our lives are complicated, when there isn't a clean parable to point to, or just one very truly I tell you teaching moment. That's when I get excited, because rarely are our lives that clean and tidy, at least mine isn't. At the same time, those gospel moments might be a little easier to craft a sermon around, because it's all about me. Yet, they may not give us the same access, if it were so clean, to the deeper parts and the meatier parts of our own spiritual journeys. The parts we don't always let ourselves sit in. Moments like our reading today where the wolves are coming after us, and we aren't sure if the shepherd is coming or if we are now sheep dressed like a shepherd because that's how we do things now, or if we're even using the right analogies anymore. And yet, the text today calls us to be fully present to our mission as a community called to be Jesus' disciples in our modern context, to hear this commissioning of the disciples and understand that we too are called to work towards healing and reconciliation in challenging times. Knowing we're not alone and guided by the Spirit of God, even if we still aren't sure what it is we're being called to. And just as I hesitated to answer God's call before going to seminary, sometimes we have to change the question, why not us? Together we are stronger than any one of us is alone. And our text for today recognizes the need for people along our journey. Those people might just be us. Sometimes we can find unexpected connections in familiar places, or new pathways opening up in ways we weren't expecting. Each of us can engage with the idea of how we're being called or commissioned in our ministries, even as we are exhausted and need rest. It's important to take all of those things into consideration. So my prayer for us all is that this week we take some time to be grateful for the gift of this community and continue to discern how we want to continue serving alongside of it, feeling the hope and peace of God's presence that is always a part of our process. Amen.